USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The death toll from flooding in Western Europe has reached more than 180. Dozens more remain missing. In Germany, at least 157 people have died in recent days. It's the country's worst natural disaster in almost six decades. Gunfire outside Nationals Park on Saturday night in the sixth inning sent fans scrambling for cover.
One vehicle pulls up, another vehicle pulls up next to it, engages that first vehicle in gunfire. An uninvolved citizen that was attending this game but outside the stadium was struck by gunfire.
Metropolitan Police Executive Assistant Chief Ashan Benedict, the woman attending the game shot outside the stadium, is expected to survive. Two people from one of those vehicles later walked into a hospital with gunshot wounds. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
It is absolutely vital that we proceed now with caution. And I cannot say this powerfully or emphatically enough. This pandemic is not over.
Just in time for the UK to lift remaining lockdown measures on Monday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson will spend 10 days self-isolating after coming in contact with the health secretary who tested positive for COVID-19 this weekend. Johnson was seriously ill with coronavirus last April, spending 3 nights hospitalized in intensive care. The first positive cases of COVID-19 at the Tokyo Games have been confirmed. Two South African soccer players are the first athletes inside Olympic Village to test positive for the virus. The 2020 Games, delayed 1 year due to the pandemic, open on Friday. Banners referencing a 16th century war between Korea and Japan have been removed from Olympic Village after the International Olympic Committee ruled they were provocative. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The search for victims in the Surfside, Florida condominium collapse is winding down. The identities of three more bodies have been confirmed.
Since the partial collapse of the Champlain Towers South Building on June 24th in Surfside, Florida, 97 bodies have now been identified. More from Miami's WPLG.
36-year-old Teresa Vasquez was recovered from the rubble. She was visiting her parents from Los Angeles. They were also tragically killed. Two other victims are 51-year-old Brad Cohen and 79-year-old Maria Popa.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
All but two of the 97 bodies pulled from the rubble have been identified. At least 22 million pounds of debris and concrete have been removed from the site. Landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in the Indian city of Mumbai have killed at least 20 people. A wall collapsed on several houses early Sunday. Half a dozen huts collapsing on top of each other. Dozens of rescuers have been searching through debris for at least a dozen people likely trapped underneath. Carbon monoxide poisoning killed 3 men and critically injured 2 others at a country music festival in Brooklyn, Michigan. The victims were found unresponsive in a travel trailer parked at a campground near the festival. Officials believe a generator near the trailer is to blame. A 30-year-old woman also died at the festival, her death, though not suspected to be carbon monoxide poisoning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.